BNF Dumpsters, this is Chris. How can I help you?
Oh, man, I'm trying to get Eric.
Oh, we got her. We got her, dude. We got her because I got a hold of Eric finally, and I was like, dude, you got to. So he said, well, I can pay for this with the debit card, correct?
Yeah, you can secure it. Let me go back to the profile. I basically got everything set up. I gathered as much information as I could find online on you guys, and then I hyperlinked your website to it. I just wanted to know, like, how did you want the hours of operation for the business set up?
Let's do, golly, I mean,
Yeah, I can leave it open, too. You can leave it
blank.
Leave it.
We can change that, can't we?
Yeah. So
okay, yeah, let's leave it open for now because...
You still have my number from earlier? I texted it to this line, but I think it went to Eric because this is Eric's phone.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
1330?
No.
You came up as 1330.
No. I want to give you my direct number and extension. This is company line voice over internet system. So I
all right, Hang on just a second. I'll put you on speaker so I can look up my number because I don't even know what the hell it is.
All right. That's funny.
Oh, man. I don't call myself.
Yeah. No, I get you.
And we just got going, you know, so.
Yeah. It's a newish number.
Yeah. Like, I literally got this phone from Eric 3 days ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So.
We've had the number, we've had the phone and everything. It just wasn't used.
Okay. Is Eric going to be the primary on this account? Or, like, better question, actually. Is the card under his name?
The card is under, I think this card is my wife's name, this one.
Okay. Let me just make sure I add her as well. So, what's her first name?
Rebecca. R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
Okay. Same last name, right?
Yep. And this phone number here to get a hold of me is 803-610-3375.
3375, okay. And then I'm going to put Rebecca on here as well. So I'm going to put Rebecca and Chris Foss.
Yeah.
And we're never going to bother her or anything like that. I'm just putting that down for our record. All the customer calls are going to go straight through the 0022 line. It's not going to come through 3375. That's for me to get a hold of you guys.
It's honestly probably best to have her on there because, shut up, dog. The LLC is in Eric and her name.
Okay. Got it.
My name isn't even on the LLC. I'm just kind of doing all the legwork.
Well, yeah, I'm going to add you both. So Eric is like the primary placeholder. I have his email also where I'm sending like the receipt and the invoices and everything to Eric Foss at backandfoss.com.
Yep.
But I'll have you and her and this phone number conjoined as like parent/co-owner of the account.
Awesome.
Okay. So you guys have full permissions and full access to all the online listings as well.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment is $398. I got you guys on a discounted pricing structure. Then each month after that on the 22nd, it'll be $299 reoccurring.
Okay.
How did you want to secure it?
It is the debit card. I'm trying to see what flavor. MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then should start with a 5 whenever you're ready.
5348.
5348.
5800.
5800.
0205.
0205.
1457.
1457. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
328.
3 of 28. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
890.
890. Okay. And then I'm going to send everything in writing. Verify. The PIN verification letter, it's a postcard that comes in the mail from Google. It'll have your business name on it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back I'm going to need from you guys. We're doing an advanced verification. Did I send that to the 5309 Golden Pond Drive?
Yes.
Okay, and that's your billing address for this card too?
Yes.
Okay. I found it online already, but I just wanted to verify. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. As I walk you through this, if I say something you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Well, before we get going too far.
Okay.
I just grabbed a pencil and paper.
Okay. My direct number. Duh. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 877.
877.
Uh-huh. 635.
635.
6225.
6225. And what's your name again, sir?
My name is Jonathan, but I go by John, and then my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay, now, while I have this pencil and paper out.
Extension 544.
Okay, extension 544, all right.
Okay, and while one is a live customer service. Sorry, go ahead.
What exactly, go over again exactly what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
So that I can look, have it written down, and
yeah.
I don't call you up pissed off because I didn't get something that you didn't tell me I was going to get.
Gotcha. No, I know we went over this earlier. So the Google Places placement, it's those three guys that show up next to the map there. Okay. Allow the first month before you start checking for it, right? We say give it at least 2 months before you evaluate it for return on investment, right? First month, we're just doing the verification, all the optimization, and getting it all up and running and customized, okay? So you'll be in that spot. You're also going to have a Facebook ad campaign that's going to be ran. Okay, we do a biweekly posting on your Facebook page. We'll get your go ahead on the posts. We don't try to just throw stuff up there. We get your go ahead on it. So you get a biweekly posting on that. And we run ads. So that's a remarketing ad that you're getting through Facebook, meaning that anybody who's searching for you guys on Facebook, Facebook Marketplace, or searched on a search engine and then hopped onto Facebook, your company's going to pop up to them as like a remarketing campaign for your services. Okay. Then there's 60 trusted directories.
Hang on a second. That's different than what I'm doing right now. Because what I'm doing right now is I am paying for ads on Facebook, and it's going out to a targeted audience. This here, what you're doing is anyone that searched for dumpsters in our area is getting this. Okay,
exactly.
So that's even more targeted.
Or if they searched on it on the search engine and then hopped on Facebook, it'll pop up. It's a remarketing ad.
Okay.
So if, like, they searched for it in the last 24 to 48 hours, it'll follow them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good, actually. It's a lot better that way because then you know it's somebody who actually looked for it rather than it just being displayed to, like, random people, you know?
Now, that's the Facebook advertising is a post, just like I get on there and say hi.
Correct.
And this remarket campaign. So you're not doing anything as a, like I'm doing right now with a paid advertising.
We could. I mean, we could. We're a Meta partner. So
that's
we could
not
do
what's
that.
Included in this, correct?
No, that's not our primary. No,
okay.
That's not what's included in this.
That's what I'm getting. This is for the $298 a month. That's what I want. I want them
for $299. Yeah. Nope. And then also, we're doing a popular directory submission, which is actually a requirement in order for you to get the first page placement on Google Places that we're doing for you. But the good thing about it is anything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google, you'll get submitted to. And they'll get the most up-to-date information, and we'll host you on it. So it's major directories, right? It's things like you'll be on the Bing search engine. You're going to have Yelp. You're going to have Yellow Pages. You're going to have Thumbtack. You're going to have Amazon Alexa voice search devices if they're doing a voice search for dumpster rental, right, or post-construction cleanup. They'll be able to see you. Or not post-construction cleanup. That's kind of off.
Okay.
But any one of your keywords, if they do a voice search on an Alexa device, it'll be a top recommended option there as well. And then, so there's a total of about 60 of them. They'll give you a full printout of it. It's also going to be in your voice verification there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll have full transparency. You don't have to write it all down. I'm literally going to give it to you right now while I have you on the line, and you'll be able to see it all in black and white.
Oh, on my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to text it to you, and I'm going to send it to your email. Well, it's actually both going to go to Eric. But
okay, yeah, so we'll have that. Okay, that's why I was asking you so I could write down
No, yeah, we've been around for a long time. So, like, we send you everything in black and white, and then you have to sign off on it. So I'm going to shoot him a text, and I'm going to remind him, too, like, hey, you got to sign off on this. I've already sent him some messages with, like, the pricing structure, the package that they're getting, the pricing page.
Okay.
Yeah, I've sent him all that stuff already.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get this going for you. Give me 1 second. Okay, so you're on a voice verification. You're going to be on a recorded line, okay? So I'm going to start the recording now. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
BNF Dumpster Rentals, back
Thank
and forth
you.
Out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time. I have it as back and forth, LLC.
Back and forth, LLC.
Okay. The Dumpster Rentals is a DBA of Back and Forth, LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Foth, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Back and Forth LLC today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you and Eric agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. We know what you guys are already doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. I don't want them getting in there, touching your Google business profile or anything, messing anything up.
Okay. Yeah, probably, in all honesty, the only thing I will probably do from this point on until we see how this does for us is we're signed up for Angie Leads. We'll continue with that. And we will probably do, like, the online marketplaces as far unpaid.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I tried to set you up, to be honest, Chris, like, so that you shouldn't need anything else. I wanted us to try to become, like, your one-stop shop for everything online. That's why I included, like, the Facebook ads, you know, the popular directory submissions, et cetera. I wanted to try to make it so you don't have 100 different bills floating around, you know? You got us, and then
you got... We're not going to be looking for anything else.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah. I mean, maybe you can leave Angie's List by Home Advisor later. I mean, I want to get you to a point where you don't need to pay for leads.
Oh, I don't want to pay for leads because they're expensive as hell. It's just a matter of the only...
I know.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Advertising nowadays is Facebook and Google.
Yeah.
And Google is a lot. And the Facebook stuff, we can't do much with that because we're new in the area and don't know anybody here. So when we put something on Facebook...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go to very many local people. So,
yeah, nobody knows you. If you don't have them already in your social network, then it kind of...
Exactly. We're not social people, so we've moved down here.
I'm pretty conservative myself. But but it's good to have the Facebook business profile. It's a little different the way you're marketed there as a business. Even if they don't know you, if they're doing a search for a service, you'll still get notified. Or they'll still get wind of you.
But it all takes a while, just like this is going to take a minute. We're not going to be getting inundated with phone calls tomorrow because we signed up with us today.
Exactly. I love that. If you have realistic expectations, that's what's going to make this work. You know what I mean? It's not anything worth having is not overnight. We're basically trying to reestablish your business's reputation and pipeline of business from scratch in a new area. So it's going to take time to get you to that point, but we will get you to that point.
That's the goal, is get there, and, you know, we both have good jobs, and we're in a better position than others because we can afford to
do this. Yeah.
Do it.
So this is kind of like a side business then. You guys are both working full-time?
Yeah, I work at Siemens Energy as a machinist on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Eric works at the same plant Monday to Friday. So,
oh, okay.
He works second shift, I work day shift. So literally, he leaves for work at 2 in the afternoon, is getting ready at 2 in the afternoon. He leaves for work at 3 in the afternoon on Friday.
Mm.
I get out of work at
6
o'clock.
That's why you're so confused on the hours, right? You guys take turns on who's delivering? Gotcha.
Yeah, because Literally the only time that one of us is not working is from 3 p.m. on Friday to 6 p.m. on Friday.
Hmm.
Otherwise, we're wide open, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I'm going to leave it open availability, and then let's let you guys play it by ear. You know what I mean? Just have them call you. I don't want to confuse them by having it say closed at some points of the day when it's like you guys can really get out there. That'd be ideal, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't even know that little bit of time that we're not available to deliver a dumpster is a big deal, because most places you're not going to call them up and have a dumpster delivered within 3 hours.
Yeah, it takes time. Sometimes they schedule them out, to be honest. Sometimes it takes a while. Cool. Sometimes they'll call you on Tuesday to have it for the weekend, you know?
Correct.
Yeah. So I got that all lined up. Whoever did your website, I know we talked about it earlier, they did a good job, by the way.
I will let her know.
Yeah, I put it through a quality score reading at the Google. They have a Google Analytics system where it just like reads it and lets it know if it's compatible with this advertisement. And it got an A-minus quality score, so darn near perfect. It had less than a 3-second loading time on mobile devices. Like, it was good. They didn't put too much content that was going to slow things down. So that was
excellent.
Positive. Yeah.
No, I let her know.
It saved you a pretty penny. That's for sure.
She started a photography business. It's my daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay.
And she's kind of in the same boat with her photography business as we are, because they're a single-income family, and so she can go through it slowly and let it build, and it's building for her and getting traction now, and they're starting to do well with it. But through all that, she did her own website, and she really enjoys doing that. That's why she did ours.
Yeah, no, she did a great job. So this is Eric's wife that built this?
No, this is Justin's wife. That's my other son's wife.
Okay. How many boys do you have?
Two.
Okay, gotcha. I have two boys, too, but they're tiny. They're little. They're 7 and 2. They're both little guys.
Yeah, mine are 25 and 26.
Okay.
Or no, 26 and 27. That's going by too quickly.
But you're doing it right. I mean, they're still close to home, you know. That's my thing I think about. I'm like, if I'm older and they're still talking to me every day and we're still hanging out or even running business together, then that's a job well done, you know, because nowadays, you know, you don't do it right, they run off, especially the boys. You don't see them around.
I'm going to tell you this, and this is probably, you know, overstepping my bounds, but
that's okay.
I'll raise them with a belt across their ass if they needed it. And I mean, we gave them nothing. Like, we gave them a bicycle when they were 11 years old, and they left it in the driveway, and I drove over it in my one-ton truck, so they didn't pick it up. And didn't buy their first cars, didn't get them their cell phones. They weren't allowed a cell phone until they were 17.
Wow.
As long as they did the right things, they could do whatever the hell they wanted. You know, but we didn't give them anything. They had to earn everything.
Yeah.
And we moved 700 miles away from home right after they graduated high school. They packed up on their own dime and moved down here to be with us.
Hmm. Yeah, they love you guys. I mean, you did it right. You know, you did it right. My dad was like that, too. He was real hard on me. When I was young, I kind of resented him for it. And then as I got older, I loved him for it, because I just started to realize with my peers how far ahead I actually was. I started to get those flashbacks of like, oh, these certain situations where it's like, okay, he was trying to teach me a real life lesson here that I didn't understand, you know? You kind of grow into it, and then you understand it later on, so, yeah.
Well, Justin bought his house on his own with no help from us at 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
Eric bought his at 22.
Yeah, see, I always thought about that, too, because my mom passed in 2010, and she didn't, mm-hmm. She didn't really leave us with anything. And in 2011 was when I put down on our home. So I'm only 31 now. So I'm not very old, but I'm making good progress. I'm more than halfway on it.
Right.
This is also Southern California, too. So these things are like...
Oh, shit.
It's way overpriced. But we're about a mile from the beach. But I just picture my kids fighting over it, you know. I got my affairs in order already. But I just picture them. I think they're just going to end up selling and splitting. But I don't know if by 20 they're going to be putting down on anything, at least not out here.
That's our kids, Our kids have told us that we better not leave them anything.
Yeah.
They said, we've struggled. We've worked our asses off and struggled really hard till we come south.
That's and the best way. That's the only way to learn. You hand them stuff. They don't do anything productive.
Their answer is, you've worked hard enough. You better spend it all and enjoy it all. We don't want anything.
Amen. Yeah, I hear you on that one. You should be. That's what I was thinking even now. I'm like, man, you're working at the plant and doing this. I'm like, should be hanging out somewhere by now. But, you know, we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Yeah, I mean, this is for Eric. We're trying to get Eric going because he's got a baby on the way and he doesn't want to be working all the overtime. And we want him. It'll be our third.
Okay.
Justin has two children. But the goal is so that Eric and Gina can raise their own child instead of having daycare, just like what Justin and Morgan are doing.
Oh, no, you're living the dream. That's how it is now. Yeah. My wife's at home with my little one. She drops off my oldest at school. But, yeah, that's definitely a luxury that you can't undermine, being able to have them around.
Yeah, and the way things are going, Justin's talking about just because of the – he's talking about homeschooling because of the indoctrination that's going on in the schools. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was raised Christian. I went to a school out here called Brethren Christian growing up. So, yeah, we don't like that stuff either. It's either going to be private school or homeschooling. It's real bad in California, you know. I went down there. I told him. I was like, if my son comes home asking me anything about any body parts, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
I don't want it. He's 7 years old. He shouldn't be thinking about stuff like that. He should be going to school.
Yeah.
That's
like just my opinion. And I don't care where anybody stands on the subject, but my opinion is, no matter where you stand on the subject, to instill that value in your child is to be done at home. It's not to be done in school.
Yeah, I'd rather have that conversation with my boys, too. I don't want people...
Correct. Well, you totally agree and support
I told them, because they actually have a teacher. They have a teacher down there, and she's a woman, and she goes the other way, you know? And I told her, I was like, look, I get you're a teacher and you educate kids, but you chose this life for yourself to where you don't have kids, right? So I'm telling you, so if it's your kid, it's different, but I'm telling you, you know, do not talk to my son about those kind of things. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like, I talk to them sometimes about my daily life. Like, no, I don't care. Like, it's not what it's about. Like, don't bring it into it. And she got all offended and they wrote me a letter and I didn't give a crap. I was just like, I don't want to hear it. I don't need to be explaining to my son why boys like boys and girls like girls. You know what I mean? Like, or a girl wants to be a boy or a boy wants to be a girl. You know, I'm not trying to have those conversations. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about who I offend. I could care less. Tough shit.
Yeah, I think over time I'm just going to end up putting them into a private school. I'm kind of waiting for my youngest to get up into the schooling phase and see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my oldest is so attached to me at the hip, I could kind of talk some sense into him. If I tell him this is right or this is wrong, he just goes with what dad says. But
well, that's the thing. As long as you got that, and in my opinion, I mean, we were there for everything with the boys. There was a lot of shit that went on in school that we didn't want our kids to be a part of, obviously. But
yeah.
I didn't want to pull them away from school so they didn't see it. I want them to see
it. Well, we had to. Anyway, you know, the pandemic started. My boy was barely starting kindergarten, and then all of a sudden they had homeschooling going on, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. So it's like going to school is a new thing for him just over this past year. We were doing it at home still this whole time, and it's like I'm not afraid to go back to that. I've already become accustomed to it. He started his whole schooling from a homeschooling scenario. You know, my youngest was born in the middle of the pandemic. So I'm like, whatever. You know, if that's what we got to do, then that's what we got to do. I'd rather them be at home with mom. I mean, I had to make her stop working, but she was only working out of joy anyway. It wasn't to have anything to do like we needed it.
And through the pandemic, I mean, one of the advantages of the pandemic is all kinds of different distance learning for kindergarten right on up through graduation programs have popped up.
Yeah, I think it's good too. My oldest, he knows how to educate himself on a lot of things. And it's funny because work for a company that's partnered with Google. I've taken him down to the Google headquarters all the time, but he always asks me these questions sometimes, and I could answer him, but I would just say, why don't you Google it? You know, just to get him used to that, because the information is out there. I mean, the internet is beautiful in that sense, but it's also terrifying in the sense like if he has questions about other things, you know.
It's terrifying because it's the information's out there, but there's also so much misinformation out there.
For my boy, I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay. And then if it gets past that point, we'll talk about it, you know. But I try to get him to be self-sufficient, find the answers
I'm talking something as simple as changing a tire. There's so many. You can get on Google and figure out how to change a tire, or you can figure out how to put a tire on half-assed and have it fall off when you're going down the road. And
I'm sure he knows how to do that already. You see me do it a few times.
You know what I'm saying. Everything that you type into Google, you can get one good answer and 10 bad ones.
Yeah, I try to raise them old school, though, too. You know, I do this for a living, so I try not to spend my days, like when I get home or when I'm off, I try not to be on a computer. I'm on a computer all the time. I like to go fishing and get them outside, go camping as much as we can. You know, I'm going to take them to Hawaii here in 2 months, get them over
I want to be on a computer more, not because I like a computer. I want to figure something out I can do to make a living. Mm-hmm. From anywhere, and that's going to involve a computer, because I'm 51 years old.
Yeah,
I'm 51 years old, and I want to see this country, and you can't see this country on a week off at a time.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. You know what's crazy is I've done some really nice drives, and I've had like times where I have another manager in here where he can oversee the floor. And I'll just do the stuff online. Like, I won't do it because you have to be in-house in order to run transactions and actually set up an account. But if it's not, like, signing up a new account like I'm doing here with you guys, I'm allowed to just go out, and I could take my laptop with me, and I could develop sites and focus on back-end work throughout the week and still be, you know, fully sufficient, fully working remote if I need to. So I've had a few situations where that happened where I needed it, and then I've also had situations where I've just took some road trips, rented an RV, drove all the way up the PCH-1, all the way to Oregon, and then all the way back down to Southern California here in Orange County. Yeah, and it's beautiful because that was like I filled it up with gas, and we didn't even know where we were sleeping at night. You know, I went straight up, and then I was like, wherever we stop at the end of the day when it starts getting dark, I'm going to book a room. Even we had the RV, you know, and I would just park it, and then, so that was fun.
Yeah, I took off and went to, from here in South Carolina, I went to Spokane, Washington on my bike.
Oh my God. On your bike?
Yeah, it was freaking amazing.
Like a Harley, right? Not like a bike. But
Indian.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, it's still a good bike.
It was a sweet bike running around, but I don't ride anymore because I've got run over too many times by jackasses on cell phones, but
One of our colleagues is actually out in Yellowstone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband and her, she's female, they rode their bikes all the way to South Dakota, and they're just like going through, like she's been sending a bunch of photos and stuff. They're going through Yellowstone.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
When I went out there, I left here, and I was in Aurora, Colorado in 30 hours. It was 1,536 miles.
Jesus.
I rode.
I spent some time out in Colorado, actually. I really liked it. I went to a little town, though, called Telluride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, like, back country, like woodsy. But I loved it. It was a very small town.
We're going to be going out to our friend's house. I'm not sure what town they're in, but she was telling us when they go into town, they just moved out there, actually. She said she went into town, and they were herding cattle through the town. And she said it was funny because there was this young cowboy who was like 14 years old, and the cattle were coming toward him, and the one cow or a couple of them went down in the ditch. Well, they had to stop and wait for the cattle to go by. She got out of the truck and herded the cattle back up onto the road. And when that young cowboy comes up, he tips his hat Thank you, ma'am.
Freaking awesome.
I mean, that would be so cool to see him herding cattle on horseback through there. You know, that'd be neat.
Yeah, yeah. That's how. That's the way it should be nowadays. I mean, shoot, everything. The technology is actually not that great. I'm not. Even though I do this, I could see how much things are actually like manipulated. You know, the media is like. You know, we take these guys, for example, like you just moved into this area, right? There's probably a guy who's been in this area 15 years, might be considered the best at it or have, you know, whatever the case may be. And we go and we have the new guy, and it's more about, hey, this is the relationship that we established with you. It has nothing to do with what you've done in the past. So it's crazy because there's guys like I have roofing contractors that'll be in like the DFW area of Texas, and they got like 10 reviews, maybe 20 roofs under their belt, and then we got a guy who's been there 50 years, and we're putting this guy, the little guy, in front of him, you know, just because he has the paid advertisement. And it's like, wow, like the media, what's being fed to us is 100%, you know, who's paying for it, right? The people who are paying for it control the media. It's business. Just like, so it's the Dems, unfortunately. I don't think you mind me saying that. You don't sound like one of them.
No. Don't mind it a bit.
Yeah, okay. But yeah.
It's not just the bomb.
Yeah, but that's who's pumping this freaking fairy stuff in.
That's who's pumping it right now, yeah. That's who's pumping it right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the honest to goodness truth of it, in my opinion. Right now, the Dems are pumping it. And then when the Republicans get in, they're going to be pumping it, and they're both heading for the same exact pocket. They're just coming from a different angle.
I hope not.
They are.
I hope not. That would be just disgusting. But, yeah, I honestly don't think either of them are going to save us. I'm very I'm a libertarian. I'm praying one day we get a libertarian, but nobody takes it seriously.
I'm in South Carolina because it's the last frontier of hating the federal government.
We're like that down here in Orange County too. They go, what's it like over there in California? I'm like, well, here in Orange County, one of the wealthiest areas in the country. Yeah, we're very libertarian in our thinking. We don't like the government. California, we get taxed so bad on everything. We just want them out of our hair. You know, we could do well without them.
The federal government is supposed to look over the relationship between the states and protect the country as a whole. They're not supposed to be in my life. They are not supposed to be in my life. They're not supposed to be in your life. All that is supposed to be left to the local governments who answer to the county governments who answer to the state government.
On our constitutional rights. Yeah. That's all they do. But
as it is right now, we don't know a damn thing about what our local governments are doing because our federal government's running our fucking daily life, and it pisses me off.
Yeah. I know.
It pisses me off because I'll tell you, this is what has me scared shitless, and we need to get off this subject because I'm going to get pissed off and we're not getting anywhere. But anyhow, it scares the hell out of me. What's that?
I said I got to schedule your client interview anyway, but let's get through this part.
Anyhow, real quick, it scares the shit out of me because I'm not a gun person, but I'm very, very big on gun rights. And I sit here and I listen to all these motherfuckers talk about, oh, they'll get my gun out of my cold, dead hands. And then when they said, you either take a COVID shot or you lose your job, they lined right up and got the COVID shot.
Yeah, I'm not vaccinated, and I'm very pro Second Amendment. I have them. In California, it's very hard. You got to register them. You got to go down to the sheriff's office. You get fingerprinted and all this stuff. They made me jump through all kind of loops to have them, but I have them. And some of them were gifted to me from my father, so I hold on to them as like mementos. But they just kind of, you know, I've had a cop pull me over one time and then have his gun pulled because he knows that I'm a registered gun owner and I also have a concealed carry permit. And so they could see that stuff when they run my number of my license plate. And it comes up with all my information. And so this kid must have been, you know, 23, 24 years old, police officer, scared crapless, and come over here with his gun out. And I had to, so I went down there, and it caused a big old scene. And, so it was just.
The program is that fucking bad in California?
It's bad.
Anybody with half a fucking brain in their head
it's
anyone
the worst
with half a brain in their head knows that the person that has everything registered and has a concealed carry is the last one to commit a crime.
Yeah, I'm like, what the, I'm not getting away with anything. Yeah, I'm like, it's literally just, you know, for protection. I got used to having them. My family had them. My dad was a veteran. He served. My brother served, you know, so it's just, I don't know. It's always been what we do. It used to be our hobby. You know, I wouldn't say we're gun crazy or gun people, but that's how we used to get along. Some people fish, some people golf, some people go shoot guns.
Oh, I fucking love it. I'm not going to lie. I love to go shoot guns. I just don't have a bunch of them because they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, but I will them to my boys too, so that's just part of it. And you know, so, I'm like, okay, so at some point I'm gonna have to take him down there. My wife says I gotta wait till he's 10, or I can't take him down there. So that's the kind of agreement we had when he was newborn, and I wouldn't have him inside the house. So you know, they're tucked away in a safe and then in the garage. And yeah, so I try not to have that around my babies, but. I think it's necessary. The day we stop having guns is the day everything goes bad, you know? The government's trying to take them from us, and they're the only ones that have them. That's a real bad position to be in.
We didn't have all these mass shootings and all this bullshit going on back in the day when I used to be – when I was in high school.
They're pumping that into the media, though. They're just fear-mongering, you know? It's
When I was in high school, during hunting season, everybody had their guns in the back window of the truck. Mr. Van Stalver used to bring a shotgun into the classroom and stand it up in the corner during hunting season.
Yeah.
We didn't have school shootings, though.
Yeah, if the media was actually showing, like, how many people died from police officers versus people who had died in school shootings, you know, the body count's actually a lot higher from people who died from...
The media is not going to fucking report the truth, because if they did, they would find out...
Let me recant
my earlier statement, because actually in the last 20, 30 years, gun violence has gone down significantly.
Yeah.
The difference is. But.
They also try to attest that to their laws, and you know, like, oh, see, we got stricter on you guys, and then all of a sudden things died down, you know? It's like,
They don't say. They continue to talk about how much it's up. They don't ever say that it's gone down. If you look at the actual statistics, it's gone down. But the media talks about how bad it is and how much worse it is and everything else. The reason it's bad, the reason it's worse, isn't necessarily a conspiracy theory. Fact is, 20 years ago, if something happened in the next town, I never knew about it. Now, if it happens in California, I watch it live because of technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't possible back then.
Yeah,
now it is.
Camera phones. It's real.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Real thing, you know.
It's just the media itself. The media itself, the actual media companies themselves, can, due to the increase in technology, just blast it across the world when they couldn't before because the technology wasn't available.
Yeah.
So it's not
a conspiracy type of thing, but it's good. I don't think it's good. I think we were all supposed to be interconnected to a degree. You know, I think God meant for us all to be kind of connected to a degree, but not like that. Yeah, that's
not to this degree.
Yeah, it's way too much. It's just
Finish your, you can get back to work.
I gotta go get something to eat. I haven't had lunch yet. So I just have to schedule your client interview. That's the last thing. I didn't get a good time where I could circle back. Maybe get you and Eric together. I don't know how common that is because of your guys' schedule, but it's mostly general knowledge information that they're going to ask you about the business. They're going to ask you, you know, all the services that you offer, where you offer them. They'll go over the service area with you. We just want to fine-tune the campaign.
That would be an Eric thing, and I'd like to get that done as quickly as possible so we can get this ball rolling.
Okay, how about tomorrow at 7 a.m.? What was that?
10:30 Eastern.
How about 10 to 11 Eastern?
Sounds like a plan. I will let him know that he has a call coming in at 10 to 11.
I'm going to send him a text message reminder 1 hour before, and then I'm going to send him a calendar invitation to his email right now. So he'll get two notifications from me. All right.
Okay.
Well, that concludes our setup. So, hey, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm going to be here to assist you guys throughout the campaign. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you feel like you're missing anything, just give me a ring, okay? You got my number.
what do we need to do at this point? We're waiting for that card to come, and that's got to get sent back to you, correct? That PIN
yep.
card or something?
Right, and then also there's an email. This one's pretty important, too. I don't want this to get lost in translation. If you could bring this to Eric's attention. So there's a message in there. It'll say, pictures needed for Google verification. I've emailed it and texted it to him. And it's going to ask for... he already has it. And they're going to ask for a series of photos that he could just take with his phone. But it's things like tools, any business license or insurance that you guys have, if it's required by your state. You know, obviously, just have him fill it out to the best of his abilities. If you guys are having any issues, like I said, just give me a call. You know, I'll jump on there. I'll walk you through it.
Okay, and the beauty of South Carolina, there is jack shit required for this business.
Exactly. But it does ask you for, like, work vehicle with license plate. You don't actually have to put your license plate number in there. He could cover it with his finger. Just wants to show that it says South Carolina, and, you know, that's basically it.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, you guys have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I'll talk to Eric tomorrow between 10 and 11. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Chris. It was a pleasure.
Bye. Yep, bye.